Hey, Ruben.
Hey AJ, how are you doing?
But I just left you a long email message.
Oh, no worries. So I've actually working on your file and I had some questions. So bring this up. Yeah, I had my guys working on returning the tax return, and I apologize, it's not my specialty.
No problem. You want to tell you why I called you and left you a message?
Sure.
Or I put slightly different addresses on that document, and the reason being, it asks when the corporation, what year it's formed,
Okay.
and I think that address should be where it was formed, and it's still, if you go to sunbiz.org, I don't know if you guys ever do that, but that shows the corporation, shows my name, and it also shows the address that I put in the document, because it said when was it formed, so I put the address in Florida, where and when it was formed.
Okay.
I can change that, but that's legit. That's,
No, it's not a problem. I'm just let's get this rolling real quick. I can understand you're trying to get a solution because there's an impending purchase you're trying to make, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
My business is booming and I need more machines.
So bear with me if you could.
Just want to say one other thing. I told you working capital is not really that important, but if possible, I'd like to pay off that other loan that you guys got me. That's actually my partner's name, if possible.
I have no idea how Ari put your transaction together, to be honest. So it's like I'm a little out of my element, but let me see what we can do here because I've sent a few emails on your file and I should have an update. Give me one second.
Sure.
Just bring this up. So what's the attractive? Why do you want to pay that off? I guess is the question I would ask. I don't care. I'm just trying to figure out what the
No.
motive.
If I pay it off, I will not increase my overall debt by much. I can afford to still make that payment, but that would be like $1,200 more in my pocket, per
Okay.
month. It's a 5-year loan, I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe I'm in the last year. I believe.
I can tell you.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Could be a year and a half. I'm hoping it's less than a year.
Why? I guess if that transaction was under your partner, why did what happened? Are you an owner in that business, or is that business still around?
Yeah, that's cheap. No. We took that for the restaurant, no.
Give me a second. So that restaurant is no longer right now.
No, I got rid of it about minimum 2 years ago, maybe 3.
Okay.
You start pretty early, man.
Yeah, I do.
So do I. Do you start early because you have many customers in other time zones, or
We're just always
Chicago?
slammed. It's nonstop.
Yeah, same here. I worked until 10:30 last night. But I have a lot of hotels. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. I serve offices, factories, regular hotels. The nice thing about them,
Oh, cool.
I can service them 7 days a week. So, like when I was in New York, I did this in New York also, and I did really well. But I had most of the offices, and it was a 5-day business. And I always said it'd be nice if I could do it 7 days, because the payment on my truck is the same. My insurance is the same, you know?
Yeah, just more revenue.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just sorting through all these emails on your file. Give me a second.
Probably would be irrelevant, but I'm going to mention it anyway. I bought 6 vending machines for like $31,000. I got the invoice. They're being delivered Thursday or Friday. And I mentioned this before. I'm going to buy used soda machines. They're refurbished in perfect condition. Can't buy everything new. Cuts into the profit too much.
Okay, a second. Okay, bear with me, I'm just sorting through.
Yeah, no problem. I'm driving, I got nothing better to do.
And did your accountant get back to you if there is supposed to be a Schedule G?
No, actually, I spoke to his girl. He's a douchebag. I've been dealing with that for 20 years. And he did a tax return for my father. And I kept on forgetting to send him his $110. $100. So I sent it a couple of days ago, and I apologized. You know, I'm just swamped, you know. I said, here's $110. I'm giving you $10 for a late charge, you know?
Gotcha. I've
known this guy over 20 years. Probably 30 years. But maybe it's time to cut ties. He's in New York and Florida, and I'm in Texas, you know?
Okay. Sorry, I'm just reading this.
If you need a schedule, maybe one can be done, you know?
I'm just trying to kind of figure out. I've got a lot of emails, so bear with me. I'm going through your file because I sent a lot of emails. Okay. And since you're, I'd ask you to grab a pen, but since you're driving, here's the general, there's a few different ways to kind of slice this, and this is the feedback that I'm getting. So, here, let's bring this up. There's a few programs that you'd be eligible for. One is an equipment loan. That's when you're collateralizing equipment and or vehicles against the business, against for funding. So if you don't pay, we repossess those. Obviously, we don't like to repossess businesses, but
that wouldn't happen, so I'm okay with that. That wouldn't happen.
Okay, but that's an equipment-based loan. The challenge is that if you are, and that could be for vending machines, that could be for trucks. The challenge is that for that transaction, if this equipment is going into what's called a third party location, you have to qualify for a program called what's called a rental yard addendum. Now, this means that you're sending equipment to other locations. Generally, you have to have somewhat stronger credit, although they'll take a look at it. So that's one option. The second option, of course, is doing the truck loan. That's potentially something that you can do. Then the third thing is the working capital. The working capital is a cash loan, which actually would probably make the most sense for you, because that's a program where it's quick, it's easy, it's simple. It's not a collateralized loan. We put a general UCC filing on the business, but it's based on just giving someone cash. It's based on giving someone cash, and they're able to do what they want with the money. In this case, you obviously are able to use it to, buy equipment at a discount. The whole challenge that we're dealing with on this file, and this is what I know underwriting is dealing with, is figuring out the ownerships. And that's where we're very, very confused. We can link it to your past business, but here's the question. We've got a business, you said this business is in Texas, but then it's registered in Florida. So that's the first question. Where is this business located?
In Texas.
Okay. What's the Florida connection?
That's where it started.
And your main line of business is providing vending machines on a short-term basis or long-term basis?
No, long term.
Okay.
When I say long term, 5 years, 10 years, you know. The only way we lose accounts is if two reasons. One, if the person that's in charge and we have the relationship leaves.
Yeah.
Or, like, I had an account in New York. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I had a few accounts in New York where all of a sudden they decided, trying to see my GPS is telling me here, so it gets confusing. It's supposed to be a new turn. All right, no biggie. The only reason you lose accounts is because either the person that you have the relationship leaves, or I had an account in New York that I did $100,000 a year with. They loved me to death in New York. It was Getty Images, which is owned by Getty Oil, I don't know if you're familiar with them. And they loved me to death in New York, but Getty Images in Seattle decided that they wanted to use a national vendor for all of their accounts, you know?
Okay. So, how long has the business been in Texas?
In Texas, about 8 months.
Okay.
Maybe a little longer.
Okay. Do you still operate the business in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have two locations?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. They have locations. Who runs the Florida location?
My friend. Know his name?
Is he an officer of the company or just a manager?
No, just a manager. I can add him as an officer.
No. It's fine. Okay. So, I guess, and then to go over your credit, I guess the question I'd ask is this. So, I've got your credit in front of me, and you just got a very complex file. I guess when this deal was done last time, we'll just bring it up. Give me 1 second. Can you give me the name of the last business that you guys funded? Brooklyn Pizza? Gotcha, okay.
Which my mother was actually the original owner, and she passed away.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
I appreciate that. Not dearly, but it's 5, 6 years already, but I miss her.
Let's see. It looks like we had two approvals for you, and you funded one of them. Let me see.
So since you're looking at that, can you tell me how many payments I have left? Is it?
Well, you're not involved in the transaction. You're not a signer on it.
No.
So I can't, you know, I can reference that. I see the transaction, but you're not the signer on it. So
can you tell me what date the loan was taken out? You can't tell me anything.
I can't. No, I don't even have access to those files. I'd have to get them from the owner.
No problem. I can get them very easily. My partner.
That was a company in Boca Raton, I assume, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm assuming it's a few years old. So, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Okay. And then, so, here's the general idea. So I think I now I'm piecing it together because my underwriter had all these different questions that I wasn't really understanding. So now I understand it. You've got a location. This pizza restaurant has nothing to do with this transaction. You've got a pizza restaurant. You've got a loan start. You've got a vending machine company, or you put vending machines into businesses. You recently moved to Texas. So this is a new startup in Texas that's been around for less than a year, right?
Well, I'm just thinking about closing the corporation, but I don't know that I need to, meaning that my banking is still done on the Jason World Tour, as you know by the statement.
Yeah.
And it's a seasoned corporation, and I don't really think I need two corporations. I got to find out legally if I do.
Okay, and do you know why the business files the tax returns in New York?
Hold on just one second. Yeah, that's my account. It doesn't think it's 30 years. Hold on one second.
Sure.
No eventual call for new location. Anyway, you were asking me a question. I forgot what you were saying.
So, I guess, and this is the other question. The application has Texas, but the bank statements have Florida. So, that's what I'm a little confused by as well.
Well, I told you it was still doing business in Florida, which I can change anything. I can put my name on that account, but if I put my name on that account, it's not a problem. But it will not be retroactive, meaning, you know, that the statements, I don't think they put my name on the old statements.
So is there anything under Jason Royal Tours at 6740 Hovenkamp? Because all the bank statements have a different address.
That's actually where I live, at Hovenkamp.
Is there a separate corporation in Texas?
Yeah.
So there's two corporations, okay. What's the corporation in Texas?
Lone Star Refreshments. That's the one that 8 months old.
Okay.
Like I said, if that makes it confusing, I was thinking about it. You know, I got to pay taxes on two corporations, even though they're minimal. But I was thinking about it yesterday about closing it because I don't really need it.
All right. I think I understand what's going on now because we have all these moving parts. So now I'm trying to get clarity. You've got Lone Star Refreshments. That's been in business for 6 months in Texas. You've also got...
I'd say eight or more, but that probably doesn't make a difference.
Since December of last year. Mm-hmm. Then that's when it's registered. Then you've got another company in Florida called
Jason
Royal Tour Company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got two, because we have to evaluate each business, each corporation separately. So we probably will have to do a new application, but I think I'm starting to understand what's going on. We've got what?
Should we leave Lone Star off?
I'm going to try to figure it out. I just want to understand what's going on. So we've got, I'm just going to put some notes here. We've got two different corporations.
Mm-hmm.
One in Texas, six months old or 7 months old. One in Florida that's 3 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there a separate bank account for each business?
No, I never opened a bank account for Lone Star.
I'm sorry?
I never opened a bank account for Lone Star.
Oh, so hold on. So we would have to do this. If there's no bank account, we'd have to do the... Oh, I see what's going on. Okay, I think I understand. I apologize. I was just very confused. So we've got two different businesses here. We've got Jason Royal Tour Company in Florida, and then mm-hmm. we also have Lone Star Refreshments in Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two different businesses, two different entities, two different tax IDs. There's no separate bank account for Lone Star Refreshment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I think I understand. So here are the options, and you've got a few programs available. So now I'm trying to understand because I would just...
You still there? Hello?